Here we go. Return of the den.
Isn't a den like a big open space? Like, that looks like you're in a closet.
It's,
Dens are where bears live. And foxes.
Oh, like that den. Not like, this is my living
like
room, this is my den.
Or like a man cave?
It's like a den of a house.
So that's okay. So that's not what it is.
What do you mean? A den can be any room that you consider the den.
Yeah.
And for me, it's this cedar closet.
It's a walk-in closet.
No. Don't say closet because it's actually a den.
It's barely a room.
A den is barely a room. That's why they call it a den.
I think that you have a word for it, and it's closet or wardrobe.
It's not wardrobe. It's den. Like, any room could be where you call the den. People are like, oh, this is the living room. This is the family room. It's like, it's all the fucking same room. It's just where you hang out.
And you have a microphone there? I don't see a microphone.
I like to put it off screen so it's not covering half the fucking shit.
And I knew it was there because he accidentally touched it and he muted himself.
Muted myself, I was going to say. Really short work week. Really hard to get people on the Zoom except for you guys. So
I don't understand the correlation between those two things. Like, Thursday is Thursday, whether you have to work on Monday or not.
I know, but I think because everyone else's work schedule got crunched. And so when I'm reaching out to everyone except Amir, I mean, I'm trying everything I can to keep his ass off the show.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has the time.
And you're asking people with day jobs?
Everyone has day jobs. It's here's the pool. Here's the talent pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jake, you, Grace, Marika, Joel, Emma, Will Conover, Anya. I mean, am I Casey? He has a day job. Am I missing someone, Grace?
Allie, who hasn't been on here in a while. Who else
Allie,
is a regular?
That's pretty much it, right?
We should get Brad back.
Yeah.
Brad has a job now.
All these people have day jobs, except for Jake, but he has NADPOD, which is basically a day job. It might as well be day job instead of NADPOD. Return of the den. It's this standing den energy when I'm in the den.
The denergy, The lights just turned on.
What's that?
It was dark in there, and it looks like it got a little illuminated.
There's no light in here. Because if I want to close the door to get the sound fine, not even good, it's a door-activated light.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Gasoline.
So, streaming from a sauna for 50 minutes and I die.
That'll be the series finale.
I've got a lot of feedback on last week's episode.
Yeah.
So we've got a full outline. Hopefully people aren't fucking pissed at me.
What'd they say? What was the general feedback?
Kill yourself.
Oh, interesting. Seems extreme, but yeah, I get that. I mean, I get that.
I think it's because of the 4-day work week. People had that extra weekend day to kind of think about how much they hate the shit out of me.
Yeah, you're blaming everything on the 4-day work week.
What'd you guys do this past, and especially for Grace, what'd you guys do this past Memorial Day weekend? Let's start with Grace.
The weekend just gone?
Yeah, also there's no Memorial Day where Grace lives.
We have a Remembrance Day and it's in November.
They have veterans.
But they didn't have Monday off. There was no like 3-day
weekend actually.
Right now.
Thank you.
It genuinely was a bank holiday just gone.
But what was it for?
What?
Spring, I think.
Spring?
God,
that's
this
not
is like
a holiday.
Why we fucking left that fucking weird ass island. Like, they'll take a day off for a season.
What do you do it to honor veterans. People who voluntarily
Soldiers.
Went to war? Not the ones who were drafted, conscripted
important.
Into the world wars.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
People with a job, basically. There's no Nurses Day. There's no Teachers Day. But the soldiers, and they get to stand up at the basketball game and have everyone clap for them.
You get it.
They have plenty.
It's hard because part of me wants to feel that way, but then another part of me is like, most people in the army are people who like have no economic prospects otherwise. So I blame the country, not them.
Oh, sure. You know what else I found out this week? Is that the reason you guys have to keep your eggs in the fridge is because it's not... and this is what the people want. It's not... Let's hear those sulfur balls.
Let's hear all about it.
You have to vaccinate chickens against salmonella.
And in England,
and in America, they don't.
And in America, they don't. So you have to wash your eggs. Whereas in other places, eggs
wash
just go
your
on
eggs?
The shells. That's why your eggs are white. My eggs
okay,
are
what
brown.
About this?
Sometimes
Dave Matthews
they have a little
band.
Hair on them.
Wash all those eggs. Like crash into me.
What do you mean wash the eggs?
Like washboard abs.
Washboard
no,
eggs.
That's not what she said. You're really not getting it, but you're mansplaining
to
me.
Washboard eggs.
You're like you're
He's
washing the shells.
He's got unvaccinated testes.
It doesn't
Our eggs
matter.
Are brown and sometimes have a little hair on them.
Hair on the
what
eggs?
Like a kiwi? What do
like
you
a
mean?
Feather. Like a
not like a feather. It's round.
No, an egg isn't round. It's like an ovoid. And sometimes
fine,
they have like a little feather on them
fine.
From the
I
chicken's
asked
cloaca.
About Memorial Day weekend plans, and now we're talking about washing unvaccinated eggs.
Did you say the shape was an ovoid?
I think so, yeah.
The shape is ovaline. Is ovoid a shape?
It's ovaltine.
That's really egg.
No, that's actually exactly runny. Right. That's runny. That's runny.
That's
yeah,
runny.
That's
runny.
That's runny.
Nice.
That's
runny. Guys, ovoid. We're back.
Ovoid is an adjective that means egg-shaped. That's the word of the day. That's the organic egg/word of the day. Amir, what'd you do this past Memorial Day weekend? Almost die?
I didn't almost die, but I did see some basketball games. I played some basketball games. I played some tennis.
I saw you make an ice cold three.
Yeah, well, it was more of a four-pointer, the way I stand 7 feet behind the high school three-point line. I don't like to get that extra assistance. I like to shoot mine from 27 to 30, just so the opponents sort of respect that range, open up the court for the rest of the players out there.
And was it... Oh, so it was 4 points because of distance and not because you threw yourself on the floor in agony. Sorry, we're
it
not meant to talk about sports.
One. Thank you. Yeah, people didn't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that
you
was
did
part
see
of the feedback.
Comments.
Was Jeff kill yourself and stop talking about sports?
I was going to say. Turn of the den. It's my half birthday today.
May 28th. November
so you guys don't want to say anything. Happy 28 and a half, please.
Happy birthday.
I didn't say
to...
sing. I didn't say
happy
sing.
Happy birthday. I'm trying to set the balloons off.
I just was hoping for a little more fanfare. I really was.
Instead, it's the nadir of your year. So if the highs are, he has a glove. He has a single white satin glove. And pearls?
Beads. Oh, his mother's pearls.
Ooh. You think
Jeff
this
is in his parents' wardrobe.
I don't like this anymore. I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this. Thank you guys so much for the gifts.
What the hell is that?
Is
I always wanted this outfit. I don't know what this is from.
Charmed, I'm sure.
That's so many
really
pearls.
Nice.
It's not fun to imagine, but if you were Batman and your parents were killed, those pearls would go everywhere.
Yeah.
But,
something to
yeah,
think
we
about.
Maybe. Yeah. If someone shot your parents in the street, a man named Joe Cool, Joe Freeze, Joe Chill killed your parents.
Are any of those right? Joe Chill killed Batman's parents? Joe Freeze. It sounds
Google
like
me,
a fucking.
Man. This is going to be another Ovoid incident.
Okay, fine.
Who killed
Batman's parents?
Joe Chill.
Joe Chill. What? This is insane.
Isn't that? Isn't Joe Cool when Snoopy wears sunglasses?
Yeah, that's Joe Cool. This is Joe Chill.
Got it.
Different.
My half birthday wish is to have more time.
You have nothing but time.
We all have the same amount of time.
I was gonna say.
Per week, for sure. But also, you're the youngest of us three, I think.
I want more of it. Because I'm
feeling... How old do you think I am?
Because I'm feeling old. I'm buying eggs. I'm starting to feel old for the first time in my fucking life.
Really?
How do you guys deal with it?
You just get on with it.
That's it? I thought there was some sort of magic pill or secret, like a GLP-1 or something.
No, yeah, you guys think of it? Like,
yeah.
You can get a compression sock for like your weakest joint. Like if you have a bad knee or ankle.
I can get a garment for my weakest garment.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're sore on one of the legs, you can put like a really tight wrap on it.
I am sorer than normal, but it's because I started taking a statin finally to get my cholesterol in check.
Island?
Yeah. Well, that you know that's what it's named after. It's because everyone in that borough is just kind of having
cannot
so much
have
ham.
Grapefruit.
Yeah, and they can't have grapefruit because they're having so much red yeast rice.
You have high cholesterol?
I have heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia.
Well,
which
like
is
homozygous.
Hey, come on. Homozygous, I actually would be dead. If it was homozygous and I hadn't taken medicine until 28, I would have been gone. So thanks for playing, but I'm still here.
So you have to take medication to keep your blood cleaner?
Thin.
Less fatty, yeah.
Yeah.
What courses through me is what they fry McNuggets in.
Thin and yellow.
Yeah. When they take my blood, it actually does look like thick. It's like a ribeye bleeding. No, I have my mom passed down to me this gene on the ApoB gene where like I just produce way too much fucking cholesterol. Actually, I don't produce too much of it. My body doesn't regulate it, so it just doesn't get rid of it all. Mm. And so it doesn't matter what I do. I have to take the medication or else I'm going to die. So I know now's not the right time to bring it up because all the comments in this week's episode is going to be like, don't take the statin.
Yeah.
I'm working on my numbers. Right. I'm working on my numbers, actually.
That's good.
Let's talk summer, guys. When this comes out, it'll be just a few weeks shy of June 1st, which I know that's not when summer starts, but it basically is.
It's my mom's birthday.
When it comes out or June 1st?
On the 1st of June, yeah.
Oh my gosh, happy birthday to, what's her maiden name? You don't have to answer that.
It wouldn't be Mrs. Maiden Name.
Ms. Maiden Name, I said.
Oh.
We'll bleep that. Happy birthday to her. What's on your guys' summer bucket list? Let's talk about this a lot.
Does going to the London show count? Or is that not necessarily part of summer? Is that fall already?
That's fall for sure.
September 29th.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy that's happening.
Yeah, we haven't bought any of our tickets. Like, shouldn't we plan travel?
Yeah, is it going to be cheapest now? Or is it going to, like, is there like a sweet spot where there's deals over the summer?
Now.
Well, it's just the gas prices are like through the roof. So I figure we buy now versus if the Iran war ends like in August, maybe then things would come back down. I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah.
Fine. By the way, I texted this in our Jake and Amir Studios group chat like a month or two ago.
It was
and
way
you
too
responded
early. Way
that
too
that's
soon.
That's not what we should be focused on.
Yes, exactly. And now it's time to focus up because it's
randomly on May 28th. It's still 29th, super it's far
four
away.
Months, 4 months away, exactly. This That's episode comes out on the 29th.
Spot. That's not any different than 5 months out.
120 days out. That's no when you want to sort of hack the Google flights.
Jeff, you could theme the London show about it being almost or just turned your 28th and 3/4 birthday.
That's funny. Yeah, and then I make everybody like sing to me and bring me fish and chips.
You didn't want singing.
Meet up at a public house in New Hampstead Heath. Let's go, Gunners.
Actually, I think August 28th would be his 3/4.
Shit, really? I was really excited about it being it's in more September. Of a
5/6. Forget it.
We still haven't said much about this. So I asked about summer bucket list, and then Amir said, what about our show in the fall? You're aging and mentally, or you're just always been this dumb.
Well, I consider fall like October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you dumb or stupid or dumb?
I have no plans for summer. I'll be here working. I'm hot right now.
Oh, yeah,
I'm drunk right now. It's cool. There was a thunderstorm so loud last night, it woke everybody up.
Wow.
Flashes through the windows.
Nothing? Not even something small? Come on. Watching the World Cup, maybe?
Yeah,
at a
probably.
Public house, Hampstead Heath. Go Gunners.
We're going to bring the cup home. But again, it's coming we are not home. To talk about sports.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but the World Cup isn't sports. It's culture.
It transcends sport.
Exactly.
Was it the Jeff episode without Jeff that we talked about how Grace was like in
that was with Billy.
West Ham's
that was during the spit in a pair under incident?
14 women's team or something like that?
Really close.
No, I was on that episode.
Under 13s. Yeah, you
which
were
spitting is crazy in a pair. Because... My brother-in-law was born in Birmingham, and he's like an Aston Villa fan. So he doesn't even know that you could have fucking been on the fucking team.
Does he support the women's team?
They have that?
Episode ends. 18 minutes deep. Let's give him something to complain about. Complain about episode length.
Jeff, what are you doing this summer?
I am probably trying to be a red to brown shirt walk-on of Villa with Johnny. No, what am I doing this summer? Fuck you guys, first of all. I was going to say, what am I doing this summer?
You didn't come prepared at all. All you had is a question and we bring it back to you. It's like, God, I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about that. Summer? I mean, who thinks about summer? It's only May, really. It's kind of an invasive question.
No, it's to get us thinking about summer plans, get us making summer plans. I'm buying my first road bike soon, ideally. I'm perusing Craigslist, OfferUp.
So moving to New York?
Moving to New York in August, I think. So I guess, you know, making a huge move for the first time in my life since I was 17.
But yeah, the bike, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
so
the bike
thinking?
Come before that or after?
Before, because I'm trying to get my thighs to be summer ready. Everybody
so you're
cares
trying
about
to
thighs.
Buy a bike and then trying to
you're
buy
buying...
a bike and then move to New York.
That's why you're I'm gonna... buying the shit secondhand.
Buying a secondhand bike in late May to get your thighs ready to move to New York in
You're
August.
Trying to buy and sell a bike?
I'm trying to thigh and sell a bike. And by the way, you guys can never just be happy for me. You can never just say, nice, you're getting into a new hobby. It's good for your health, good for your heart, as I'm trying to get my numbers down.
How many gears?
Ideally 12, but I don't know if I can afford this.
12.
We're it's veering probably gonna into be 10. Sports talk again. I regret to inform you guys. Biking is athletic adjacent.
What else?
How many speeds is normal?
I think like between 8 and 13. 13 is
like
really
six.
Expensive.
Right. Okay.
13 is like $15,000, but like 12 is pretty normal, but like mid-range. 10 is like entry level.
And would you get a helmet or would you just leave it up to nature?
Raw dog it.
Yeah, I already got my helmet.
Because a lot of the commenters don't want you to have a helmet.
You know how Jiro dreams of sushi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Jiro helmet. so that my Jeffrey brain doesn't become sushi.
Mushy.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, got people's birthdays. That's what I did this past Memorial Day weekend. It was Riley's birthday, 30th birthday, big deal. We did musical theater karaoke, which was a blast to have.
Did you sing? Saturday night?
I tried. It's not popular enough for them to have a karaoke fucking track. She requested I did Saturday night and I couldn't find the track. So what did I do? I did I'm Going Home from Rocky Horror Picture Show. I sang one with Riley. I don't remember what it was. Let me call her. She's in Fiji, but maybe she'll
pick up. Karaoke song be?
Musical theater karaoke or any karaoke? Yeah.
No musical theater. Well, one first and the other.
I like...
Wait, I know your karaoke song already. It's like a Weezer song.
Yeah, I like Weezer a lot for sure.
Musical theater
would either be Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat Close Every Door or Skid Row from...
Hello? Oh, did I just wake you up? I am so sorry.
It's okay. What is it? Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Just never mind. I didn't know what time it was there. Apologies.
No, it's okay.
What did we sing? I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
What did we sing at your birthday? Together, what was the duet?
You're such a fucker.
I didn't know the time difference.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
No, obviously.
We sang The Music Man. We sang Trouble from The Music Man.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you.
I'm so sorry.
Really, that's on her for keeping it on like non-silent mode.
Comments are going to be mad at you for doing that now.
It seems like an important part of her job there is to sleep. And then it's like, yeah, she just like kept a phone on loud.
Well, it's hard because she has like crazy hours there. So sometimes it could be late at night in Fiji, but she's definitely still awake. So I just didn't. I was like, if she's awake, she'll pick up. If she's asleep, she'll be on DND, and she won't pick up.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the second time that's happened on the show.
You didn't even want to tell her it was for the show, because that would have made her probably even more mad.
I was going to say. Anyway, we've got Trouble from The Music Man.
I don't know that song.
We got Trouble right here in Mississippi with a capital T that stands for Trouble. It's like from The Simpsons monorail episode is a parody of that song.
Monorail. The ring came off my pudding can.
That's right. So did you know that whole episode is a Music Man parody? I didn't know that until I was much older.
Guys, I haven't seen The Music Man.
Because The Music Man is about like this town-to-town grifter. So it was like the monorail was that version of The Music Man.
Town-to-town grifter is how I feel when we take this show on the road.
That's actually a good theme. Yeah, you should wear that like seersucker suit with a hat. Hey guys, who here wants to see a comedy show? Yeah. Wow, he has it.
Seersucker, say sucker.
That's really thin.
Thank you.
Besides money, what brings you the most cashiness?
The most what?
The most cashiness. It's like happiness because you are holding a bunch of money. Come on.
Really hard to say.
Come on.
Besides money, what gives us the most cash?
Not cash.
The feeling of having cash?
Cashiness.
Cashew nuts.
Yeah, because this is why I try to avoid having him on the show too often, because then he'll type, he'll text, he just isn't present.
The question doesn't mean anything.
what well-adjusted child star do you wish you had? Do you wish had gotten like more kind of screwed up, fucked up?
Elijah Wood.
Oh,
he seems like a nice guy. Yeah, we got trouble.
How much money do you need to retire?
It really depends on how much you plan on spending for the rest of your life and what age you want to retire. If you're really close to death, then you can retire
with
very little, yeah.
Yeah, what about like 40?
Oh, yeah.
And like $200,000 a year.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Grace? What do you think?
Do you plan on living in the most expensive city in the world or sort of modestly?
Geneva? No.
Just probably Tokyo or New York at that point.
Return of the den. As long as I have a den, nobody can touch me. Grace?
I agree.
Oh, dream car? What are we thinking? Like a Rivian or?
I don't have a car right now.
What's the best kind of apple?
Honeycrisp. I thought I answered that before.
And what about phobia of people or cultures? What's
Agreed.
The best phobia
oh.
of people or cultures?
I mean, being afraid of teenagers makes a lot of sense. They're confident and strong and young enough to just tell you the truth.
Welcome to a classic segment. That's Funny Charades. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, don't just do it like it's like you're checking off a box and like a to-do list. Like, really try to like have some fun with it. Come up with new ideas.
I'm trying to dive straight into the shit because I have a bunch of these to do. We're at 30-something minutes through. All right? Everybody's about segments. So let's go. I texted it to you, Amir. Ready?
Oh, I put my computer and phone away so that I wouldn't be distracted.
You put your computer away? 1 minute timer on the board. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Grace is guessing.
Gasp, shock, hold up, robbery, hiding, scared, confrontation, fear, loneliness, depression, anger. Bargaining, acceptance, death.
We're going to do 30 seconds because you're not even close.
Is it a movie or a phrase?
There's a way to get this and you're not even close.
Cowering? Coward. No.
That's the noise that yells next to Riley when she's trying to sleep at 4:30. So it was someone who's just been embarrassed at a dinner party because they didn't know the difference between a sweet potato and a yam.
Grace, ready? 30 seconds on the board. Yours has been texted. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Stretching something out, looking at film, looking at like, oh, you're really stretching it out. Oh, yeah, you're trying something on. You're like at a tailor. They're measuring you. Ugh. Oh, you're stretching. Your collar. You're hot under the collar. You're uncomfortable. You're trying a tie on? A bow tie?
Ralph Lauren regretting a shirt he made.
Back to Amir. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay.
Oh, turning a car engine. Struggling to get the car going. Hot wiring. Screwdriver. Key. The key. This isn't a key. Key's too small. This key is made of chocolate. The chocolate key. The whole car
Ten
is
seconds.
Made of chocolate.
10 seconds.
Eating. Popeye's here. Oh, you can't start the car with a chocolate key. Oh, the Easter Bunny?
Really close,
what
guys.
Is it? I think she might have gotten it at the end.
Final
the Easter
guess,
Bunny? The Easter Bunny trying to start a car but failing because the key is made of chocolate.
Chocolate.
Why even say the Easter Bunny?
Someone accidentally using a carrot to try to turn on the bus.
Their
it was
bus.
A carrot. It was Bugs Bunny eating a fucking carrot. Sorry, I'm not mad at you, but like I really felt like we were close on that one. And then like the alarm is pretty fucking triggering. It's so loud and
it's
invasive.
Someone accidentally using a carrot to try to turn on their bus. Okay,
oh,
Grace, ready?
Right. Yeah.
Go. 30 seconds.
Oh, an evil mustachioed man is eating, trying some food. Oh, he hates it. He's cutting salami, but he really doesn't like it. A man who's allergic to cheese. A train robber is poisoning himself because he thinks it'll gain sympathy. Am I close? Oh, is somebody poisoning themselves with a charcuterie board?
To be honest, I'll give it to him for that one. That's the closest you possibly could get. Grace, let's hear it.
It was a monsieur croaking while eating a croque monsieur.
Back to Amir.
Back to what?
Back to Amir. You'll see why I had that Freudian slip.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. 30 seconds.
Rejecting an envelope, looking at the, money, paying crisp dollar bills, for checking to see if they're real or counterfeit. And they're real, and writing a check, and then paying for something in a check. This check isn't good enough. Not enough.
It was Jake feeling sorry for Amir whenever he gets a NADPOD check. Though I'm pretty sure it's direct deposit. But, you know, that's them's
Back
are the
to
rules
Grace,
of the
30
game.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, back. Setting it back to 30 seconds. Go.
I'm not. I don't want
to. Yeah, you're already 10 seconds in. This stuff.
Oh, she's putting socks on. Putting shoes on. Oh, shoes don't fit. Oh, gotta stretch. Oh, shoes don't fit. Because I'm suffering from some sort of...
Trying on shoes when you want to be a size 11, but really you're a men's 4. I didn't want to show feet. I'm barefoot right now.
Can't show feet on Maine.
Not for $4.99 a month.
No.
Next.
I'm here.
Got it.
Edited that. Yeah. Make sure you see the edited version.
This is even more
30 seconds
confusing.
Go.
Okay.
A burger, a bun, meat, patty, thin sandwich. A mayonnaise sandwich. Pressed. An open sandwich with cheese. A cheese sandwich. Eating a cheese toasty sandwich. A flatbread. A focaccia.
It's hard because over there they say cheese toasty sandwich. And it's
I think I'll give you that one. Let's hear it, Amir.
Making a grilled cheese the wrong way. Hovering over a grill. Cheese all put straight on the bitch. So you can see why I was also confused. Because I read
toast.
That verbatim.
Cheesy toasty. This close to St. Swithin's Day. Why, there's no even beads on the side, mama.
Grace, ready?
Yeah, sorry.
I think so.
Oh, pushing and pulling an entire tractor trailer. It's too heavy. It's 9 metric tons, and I'm kissing. That was hard. Moving a house 1 inch at a time because you want to be in a better neighborhood.
No.
Giving up. Grace, what was it?
Someone using a fucking crankshaft. I don't know what one of them is. Is it a big lever?
Yeah, you nailed it.
I actually saw a British game show of sorts that I thought would make a really good... Unbelievable.
Which one? Pointless? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, that's an American game show. I was saying that I watched a pretty good British game show that I thought would make a great...
The name Grace is fine, but what if she had a different name?
That's a new character I'm working on named Thin Ramsey.
Yeah. I like the name, but not the attitude. It was LOL, Laugh Out Loud, that game show where they're trying not to laugh. Seven celebrity comedians in a room trying to make each other laugh. And if you laugh, you're eliminated.
Last one laughing.
Last one laughing, that's what it is, yeah. LOL. And it's like in a bunch of countries. I guess it started in Japan, but not in America. We can bring the American version here on this fucking podcast, or maybe even shoot it like a regular show. It seems like it's perfect for American TV because it's like you shoot an entire season in 6 hours. You get a bunch of celebrities. People love that shit in a room. And then it's fun.
All right, Amir, let's pitch it. Let's do it. Do you have time or are you going to be playing tennis? That's a great idea. Let's do it.
I mean, we don't own the rights to it. I just thought it'd be a good segment.
You and
for
Jake
this
can
podcast.
Get the rights. Get the rights. Or buy be dead rights. To rights.
Do the rights thing.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Say. Anyway, yeah.
Grace is a good name. But what if she had a different name?
Thin Ramsey.
Yeah, so, that's what you would try to do on the show. Last one laughing. Have you seen it, Grace?
I've seen clips of it.
I'm trying to introduce a fucking segment. Everybody's obsessed with segments.
I love Bob Mortimer.
Yeah, he was in it for sure. It's funny. A bunch of British celebrities I've never heard of before, so maybe you'd like it even more
was
than
it
me.
Is it David Mitchell?
Mitchell I had seen before, and then everybody else I didn't really know who it was.
Yeah. Go on then, Jeff. Blame Amir for why the slags.
Show lags.
Schlags.
This is a segment called Renaming Grace. So instead of Grace Harper, we're all going to pitch some new names. I brought some to the table to start us off. Like, what about Cartier Davis?
I'll say this about my name. I don't think I embody Grace. I think, you know, that it's like the opposite of nominative determinism or whatever, where it's like, that I could not be, could I be any less graceful?
Yeah, well, you did play soccer.
So, yeah, but that's not graceful. That'd be, if anything,
soccer's
my name should
graceful.
Be like, it should be like burly or something.
No, I think it should be Craven Grace.
I prefer that to Cartier Davis.
Let's keep it going then. What about License T Shrill?
License to Shrill?
What does
the
T stand
middle
for?
Name is the middle name is two.
The number? Just
yeah, T-W-O.
What about Theodosia Mintz?
Dear Theodosia Mintz.
Call Riley again and ask her if anybody's saying that song
at her
birthday.
Did we sing Dear Theodosia? Hey. I wish you had good mints.
Yeah, I just get 3 hours of sleep a night, but what's up?
What about Palumbo R?
I like Palumbo.
See, this would be a good game for the last one laughing, because Grace is trying not to laugh and you're
I could lock in.
Getting her. Yeah. Okay, so Jeff, you say the names and we'll see if Grace laughs.
All right.
Oh, smiling was also you'd get eliminated, so we have to see your mouth.
Gropra.
got her. You I got mean, that's her in one title, letter. By
the way. Yeah, that was good.
Gropra. We should do an episode of That's Funny that Grace hosts as if it's a daytime talk show like Oprah, and it's called Gropra.
Grace Oprah?
I wish it was that. Okay, so you guys know, like, the Don?
Yeah.
The Den. Sorry.
That's funny. But you know, like, the idea of, like, the Don?
No.
Like in The Godfather or, like, Italian Mob? Don? No, like, the Don. Like, oh, that's the Don. He's the head.
Rickles?
No. You know, like, the idea of the Don?
No. Oh, like Don Corleone, like, yeah, the head exactly. of an Italian like, oh, mob family.
That's the Don, yeah. Everybody's yeah. afraid oh,
like,
of him.
Batman yeah. versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
No, it's what Amir keeps pretty much guessing. And then everything you're saying is further and further away from what I'm trying to just, by the way, set you up to understand the nickname.
Dawn.
Holy shit, she's dead. Her brain deactivated.
Yes.
No, we can hear you playing dumb. With a cupboard, by the way. Like, yeah, it's I'm pretty like distracting. Yeah, these. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you guys know the Dom?
Yep.
Yep. Well, I do now.
For Grace, it would be like the don't. Be like the don't. Like, don't even.
Remember McDon't for Riley's nickname?
That's funny. It's almost yeah. as good as Grace Somchai.
What's that?
That's Thai for like a complete person. And if you don't like Somchai, there's Grace Lau. which in Thai means a person from Laos.
Okay.
I think that's perfect. That's I mean, talk okay. about nominative determinism. Kidding me?
Fuck. We should do Last One Laughing.
See? It works.
It works.
We could do it at the live show.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, great.
Plus Jake, Marika, and yes, Bob Mortimer.
Who?
What a get.
Bob oh Mortimer?
Who is Bob Mortimer?
Ugh, you uncultured Americans don't quite understand our sensibility, do you?
Vic and
Bob? You just learned about this guy.
Next thing you're going to tell me you don't know who...
Blackadder is?
Googling, right?
Blackadder.
I know Blackadder. Yeah. I know Blackadder. I don't know Bob Mortimer.
Okay.
Well, Marika wanted to get somebody from the cast of the SNL UK on the live show, or she wanted to get one of the hosts of Top Jaw, which I would be way more interested in.
What's Top Jaw?
It's like a British like food travel show, kind of. They do different cities. Mostly they start in London, but they've done like American cities as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like the, hey, what's your favorite neighborhood in L.A.? What's your favorite
it's
restaurant?
Like
best bar?
It's
what's the
like
best
it's,
bar
it's like,
for nightlife?
It's a fully produced
like the
TV
best
show that lives on
do?
The internet.
Can you name this
it's
song?
It's not one of those
tell us who you
fucking
are.
One question
oh, my God.
Instagram
what's your hot take?
Where you say, yeah, what's your take? And then he's on like all these media panels being like, I don't even think about data. It's all about the creative process for me. I'm like, you ask one question to strangers. That's not the creative process.
Oh my God.
I actually love his ass and I would trade places with him in a fucking heartbeat. In fact, I would move heaven and earth.
To be Kareem that day?
Yeah.
What's the latest with the experimental talk show that you shot?
I
think people really want to hear about that.
They really
want
to
know about
updates.
The updates.
I'm trying to cut you out so that you don't feel a part of the win when it's huge.
I just think it'd be nice to like tease where you are in the process.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you if you could do the show.
At the very least, an assembly cut just so that like your comedic voice is felt throughout. Even notes.
Well, it's hard because we
pass.
Shot it on tape. And so I then had to buy, I didn't have to do this, but I was like, I'm really nervous about some of the tapes getting corrupted. So I bought a tape deck that's going to ingest to my MacBook via FireWire cables. And that got delivered the evening before I left to be here for a week, so.
Why did you film on tape?
Because I wanted to feel like a fuzzy analog 90s, like, because I think people are, I don't know, I think it's interesting. I think it's more interesting. I think people are tired of everything being super crisp and digital, which is why people are like watching old movies. They're, you know, I just got the brick thing, which Natalie and Charlie were talking about. Like, people are wanting to be less online, less digital. So I just think shooting something on some sort of analog format makes people, it gives them like a nostalgic feeling that they'll actually be drawn to.
But they're still watching it on the internet.
I'm going to mail the tapes. Hopefully I can just get an audience of like 100,000.
Wow.
I'm actually old enough to remember, and this is going to be a, thank you.
Sorry when, about that.
Before South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone had a VHS tape called The Spirit of Christmas, which was the South Park characters. And you literally had to have this tape to watch it. This was pre-internet. So like my brother got a VHS tape and then you watch it at home and you laugh and then you give it to somebody else. And like that's how it got viral. It was a literal physical VHS tape that spread around in like 1994.
We had one of those in like the year, I think it was like 2002, this VHS tape that everyone passed around. And it was like, if you watched it in 7 days, you'd die.
Oh, The Ring?
Yeah.
You're thinking of The Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a real thing. That's a horror movie that you watched.
No, that happened to me.
No, it didn't happen because then you'd be dead or you'd have passed it on before somebody else.
Because I watched a copy because we were copying.
Oh, so it was a clone of a clone of a
clone. You're allowed to watch a copied version of the VHS. That's true.
So in The Ring, you're allowed to watch a copied version?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
How did it ever? It's not true. How did it ever? True. Well, the whole thing is fake. How do you know if it's the real thing or a every VHS is a copy?
You'll know there's only when the one girl real VHS crawls out of the TV.
Or
there's
not.
No way to know until then. You still get the phone call.
Well, sorry. Jeff is trying to ruin the momentum. Jeff did this at a bodega the other day. It's called mullet firing. So you walk by someone and set their hair on fire. A young boy attempts to set teens' hair on fire. See, this is why I said teenagers are the most frightening demographic.
Look at how casual. First of all, it's that kid who's like six. Look at how casual it is at the beginning.
He's
his
really
other
good.
Hand is in his pocket.
He's very fast.
With a Zippo? Doing Zippo tricks?
I feel like if somebody did that to you, Jeff, when your hair was long, you wouldn't have the courage to confront them. You'd be like, hey, you shouldn't do that. But like, you wouldn't like get in the face of a six-year-old, right?
I don't know what I would do in this situation.
Kind of a coward, yeah.
I'd probably say something.
Yeah, but like not in the scary way or in a way that would actually intimidate the kid. You're like a beta, right?
Where how long do you think it would take to notice?
You would smell
that's
it
my
first.
Bigger concern. Mostly I'm just like, this kid's six. He needs to be taught that you don't do stuff like that.
Well, you can teach a six-year-old something.
I'm not
going
to like step to
like,
a six-year-old
know, yeah.
and threaten to hurt him physically.
Yeah,
but I would
yeah.
try and take some sort of repercussion so he would learn a lesson.
Right, maybe get him in trouble with his parents or something like that.
Yeah, bend him over, you know, the shopkeeper's knee, spank the shit out of him.
Oh, the shopkeeper has to be involved.
But nothing traumatizing or bad.
Can't bend him over your own knee.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Ends
bend
right there,
him
right?
over your own.